180 degrees.
New
direction.
Ohio, you ready?
Good morning, podcast audience, local 304, and this morning, specifically, Dayton, Ohio. I'm answering a few comments that the office put on Facebook, and I'm going to use my podcast to respond. I'd like to first say to all mail handlers, it is my understanding and it is my belief that a union protects its members. A union does not side with management on firing members, and that's not to say that management won't take action to fire people, but the union should not support that action. And what I mean by that is, let me give you a little history, a little background. And as always, I invite the folks out of Dayton, Ohio, to explain to the world how I'm still such a liar, such a clown, such a whatever it is that you want to call me. Here's the facts, folks. In Dayton, Ohio, the local president, along with the branch president, and that's considered one, actually, but and some of the stewards there, got together and they decided that it would be better for the Postal Service if certain members of National Postal Mail Handling Union did not work in Dayton anymore. And let me say this to you off the bat. You see, as a union, our fight is with management. Our fight should never be with each other. So to the local president, your branch president, and the stewards in Dayton, rather than get together, sign statements, and make testimony against a member, your union should have put that same amount of pressure on management for not protecting the members. If a member has an issue and they go to management and complain, and management does nothing, then the union has to step in. But in Dayton's situation, the union stepped in and they decided that certain members of the mail handler craft would be, the operation would be better off if they were not there. And I say to you now, and I will say to you as long as I can breathe, that is wrong. Rather than you focus your energy on management not putting up or not protecting the rights of all employees, you decide that a member should be fired. And I see your testimonies, I see your statements, and you coerce or you have other people signing statements to the same. And I say again, what should have happened? Again, let me reflect that a little bit different. If I'm the branch president in Dayton, when these allegations start coming in as far as employees not getting along, employees having constant disagreements with each other, you see, if there is a management personnel on site and on the job, then most of this don't happen. But if management decides that they're not going to put supervision in an area and a situation between employees get out of control, then let's not blame those employees, because management has a responsibility. And if they were on their job, the allegations probably would have been squashed the first time they rose. But instead, the union in Dayton, Ohio, sided with management not being at their position and decided it would be better if some of their mail handlers were gone. And let me tell you something. That is never a position I'm going to take as your local president. And it should never be a position taken by any president. See, we have to understand that our fight is not with each other. the word union, we bond together. And if two employees have disagreements at work, and the union can't pressure management to be present and in the work area, then why would they take the opportunity to try to convince management to fire one of our mail handlers? And that's exactly what happened in Dayton, Ohio. Now, you can take whatever side of this argument you want to take, but I take the side that says, as a union president, I protect my members. I'm never going to be in cahoots with management to help fire a mail handler. I'm just not going to do that. And again, you're right. Maybe I'm not that professional. Maybe that's the kind of leadership that you're used to. Well, let me say this to you. Dayton, Ohio, let's get used to something else, because I want to bring to you a responsible and accountable local union. And as far as the character assassination that about three or four people out of Dayton really like to post on Facebook about me, you don't know me. You never took the time to actually get to know me. This way, you could decide whether or not I'm going to be a good candidate. But instead, you'd rather post stories of what you heard. And let me say this to you. 99% of what you heard isn't true. But you never took the time to find that out, because it's easier just to put lies out on people. But I'll say this to you today, and I'll say this to you every day. Every statement that I've ever made about the inability of your current local president to be an effective leader, I can back up with evidence. 99% of what I say are situations that I'm personally involved in. We've got a mail handler, JP, I think his name is, want to post that I charge people for EEOs. Really, Jay? Let me tell you something. I provide my time and my service to those individuals who did not get justice through their union, and if I am in a position to help them through another venue, I will not only do it now, I will always do it. I charge people. Come on. See, now we're just making up stuff that might sound good to the uninformed. And I use the words that you like to use with me. Can you prove that? Do you know anybody that I've done an EEO for that I've asked for one dime? And you keep throwing up these late grievances. Well, listen, since your local president and your branch president reside in the same place, why don't you ask your branch president to show you some evidence or some documentation to prove where I had all these late grievances? Listen to me, it don't exist. That's some nonsense that your current local president put together to get me out of office, because he was afraid that if I am allowed to do the job that he knows I can do, then the vote for local president would be a very simple choice for the members in Local 304. So rather than allow that to happen, he figured it'd be easier for him, not the craft, to just make me disappear. Well, I'm not going anywhere. And I have started a new webpage called 180 Degrees New Direction. And let me tell you, that's where I will do all my verbal response. I'm not going to weigh down Postal Mayhem or the mail handler page with my debate or discussion for local president. If you want to communicate, that's where I communicate from this point forward. 180 degrees, new direction. And let me tell you, that is a no-filter site. That's the way I like to talk, because that way you can fully understand what it is I'm trying to accomplish by running for a local president. I take all comments, all criticism, and that's where my response will be coming back from. 180 degrees, new direction. And let me just say to the three or four people in Dayton, and I'm not addressing the whole Dayton facility, those folks who like to get on Facebook and pop that nonsense about me, those are the three or four people out of Dayton I'm specifically addressing right now. When you go to your branch president or your local president and you get documentation on late grievances, let me give you a little background information. I know it's not important because facts don't mean anything to those three or four people I'm talking to, but let me put out to you anyway. What you're going to find is we had about 20 step one grievances in Columbus that were sent to step two. They were sent down to labor. They were stamped in, which by contract means the post office has 7 days to have that meeting with me. I'm going to say that again. After that grievance is stamped in at step one, for a step two meeting, the post office has 7 days to have that meeting, not to schedule it, but to have it, unless we there's a mutual agreement to extend the time. Now, what happened with 20 of those grievances is the step two designee thought it was not important for him to maintain that timeline. And me understanding, again, here's some of my prior managerial service. When the management individual won't meet at a certain step and that grievance is sent higher, well, let me tell you something. The higher level postal manager who receives that grievance and notices that the step two meeting was never held because this managerial step two designee didn't hold the meeting. See, they bring a little heat on that manager. So now they'll send it back. It's going to get remanded back because if we're late, they can throw it out. If they're late, they can remand it back down. So it's going to get remanded back down. But I want you to understand something. When I do a step one grievance and we have that grievance punched in by our labor on the eighth day, if management hasn't had that meeting, I automatically do a statement that management would not meet with me at step two, and I send it to step three. And let me tell you something. This is where I know it gets evil and vicious. Your local president has a copy of every single one of those grievances he's now trying to say late at his office because I sent it to step three because management would not meet with me at step two. Now, again, because I use my own personal computer to do a lot of this work, I've got all these emails. So when I hear I have 20 late grievances, let me tell you something, folks. I don't profess to be perfect, but there is nothing about your current candidate for local president that's going to allow me to be late 20 times on anything. And then I have to come back to you, Dayton, Ohio, because you're the home of that so professional local president. If I'm a local president and one of my new branch presidents has 20 late grievances, see, my car will probably be parked in his office, or I'm going to invite him down to my office because I have to find out what about the grievance procedure. Don't you understand? And let me fix it and get you back on track. See, none of that happened. Put together this story about my late grievances, and rather than do any type of training, he just decided, you know what, we're just going to take that guy out of office. And I want to tell you, that's not how I act as a local president. Any branch president has issues under my administration, I'm going to be there, or I'm going to send somebody from a headquarters element to help that person so we get you back on track. I'm not going to take your job away from you. If the people in your office elected you, that means they want you there. And I'm not just going to make a decision that that's not what's best for the office. Shame on you, local president.
And to the mail handler out of Dayton, Robin Spencer, who used the word clown to describe me so eloquently. Well, what I want to say is I understand how you may be a little frustrated with Ken Hodge, seeing how we both ran for branch president, but I was kind of successful. But what I want to say to you is I'm glad that you are no longer anti-union and in line with union. You just support the wrong candidate. But it's nice to see that for a person who was so anti-union, that you came back home to the union. So, hey.
Hey, so Dayton, Ohio, This is Branch President Kenny Hodge. I think I've answered most of the questions that you put on Facebook, but Monday morning, I'm going to have a live podcast. Call in, feel free. The number will be 714-510-3739. Because, see, sometimes when we get to talk directly to each other, you know, the compassion can come through in the voice that we can't capture in writing. So Monday morning, meet me, Hodge to Hodge podcast, and let's talk about some issues. And maybe you can tell me why your current local president is so superior to me and why you support him. I welcome the conversation.